Good evening. Tonight, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players are proud and happy to bring you Jimmy Stewart in one of his best remembered roles, Professor Peter Morgan in the rollicking RKO comedy Vivacious Lady, co-starring with Janet Blair in the role of Francie and supported by a distinguished radio cast. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Vivacious Lady. Young Peter Morgan is a college professor. He teaches botany up at Old Sharon and naturally has some interest in wildlife. His cousin Keith likes the wildlife too, especially in a New York nightclub. And that's where we find the two of them now arguing heatedly in the foyer.
Now look here, Keith. You've been on this binge for 3 days now.
Four.
After all, you're on the faculty at Old Sharon, and Dad said to tell you...
Oh, your dad's just an old...
I must ask you to remember that Dad is my father. And he's also president of Old Sharon. He's instructed me to bring you home.
No, sir. Not till I see my girl again.
Now, Keith, be serious.
I am serious. You think you got a corner on that serious stuff? Honest, Pete, she's the most wonderful, beautiful, exciting...
Yeah, she must be. You're using more adjectives than last time. Now, Keith, the 4 a.m. train leaves at exactly 4 a.m., and I'm going to be on it, and so are you.
But, Pete...
Now, you go and get your hat and coat. I'll go to the table and get the check. Hurry.
Who's he think he is? Anyway? Hey, Dan.
Mr. Morgan, aren't you waiting for Francie's number?
Oh, sure. I just have to hide out for a little while. See that fella heading for my table? If he asks for me, tell him I went back to my hotel to pack and then get rid of him. Just get rid of him.
Get rid of him? The way that guy's looking at Francie, I got quite a job in my hands.
I'm all for you, body and soul.
She's beautiful. Why, she's beautiful. She's the most...
Hey, my foot.
Oh, sorry. Such a lovely voice. Exquisite, like a...
Quiet! Pipe down!
I'll have to ask you to be quiet, sir.
I'm sorry, waiter. You see that bucket there?
That's a champagne cooler.
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
You're telling me.
I guess I'd better sit down.
Yes, I guess you'd better.
Hello. Mind if I sit down?
Oh, no. No, not at all. Please do.
Where's Keith?
He went to get his hat. Oh, so you're... Oh.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Say, what were you trying to do before? Break up my number?
No, really, you see, that bucket, I'm exceedingly sorry.
Well, you needn't be. Some drunk does it every night. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean that I think you're swagged.
I beg your pardon?
I said I don't mean I think you're tight.
Well, I'm not intoxicated.
No kidding.
No, I'm just... Well, the only way I can explain it, when I was a small boy, we had one of the first automobiles in Old Sharon.
Old Sharon? You live there, too.
Oh, yes. And one morning, my father was driving along, and he didn't see me in the street. He's rather absent-minded about small detail. And he ran over me. It wasn't anything serious, but it was quite a blow.
I can imagine.
Well, that's just the way I feel right now.
Well, here in New York, we say it a little different. We say we feel like we've been hit by a truck.
Uh-huh. Oh, same idea.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, same idea.
Uh-huh. You have a cigarette?
No, thanks.
Something to drink, maybe?
No, I never use it.
Oh, I couldn't get you anything to eat, huh?
Yes, I believe I would like something to eat.
Oh, that's fine. Here... waiter?
No, not in here. The food's terrible.
Oh, well. Well, then,
Well?
Well, I mean, I, you want me to...
Well, good gracious, do you want to take me out, or don't you?
Yes, I do. I want to take you out very much.
Okay, let's get going, then.
Well, that suits me. Fine. And, you know, if you don't have to get home in a hurry, why, we might see some of New York, huh? My father's president of the college, you see, and his father was president before him, and Someday I'm going to be president, too. I hope you don't think I'm bragging.
Oh, no. I like people who think they're good.
I assure you I never talked this much before, but I just realize I'm trying to make an impression.
Well, you could let me say something. I'm trying to make an impression, too.
Honestly?
On the level.
Well, on the premise that, I mean, assuming that you had the opportunity, what would you say?
Goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye? Well, why?
Well, after all, it is 4 o'clock, and this is where I live.
Oh, I see.
I'm awfully sorry you missed your train.
Oh, that's all right. One goes up there every day.
Oh, I see. Well, goodbye. I said good...
Look, do you think things out very carefully?
Things? What things?
Just things.
Oh, you mean small things or important things?
All types of things. Everything.
Uh-huh. Well, if they're small things, I never do. But if they're important things, I never do either.
I don't know. I think maybe you ought to think them out, don't you? Because lots of times the small things develop into important things.
Yes, you're right. But if you think things out, they happen anyhow.
You mean there are some things you just can't control?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's right.
Mm-hmm. Certainly is.
Yeah, I mean.
You mean you want to kiss me?
Yes, I do. I want to kiss you very much.
What if I were you? Know what I'd do?
What?
I'd go ahead and kiss me very much.
Getting into Sharon pretty soon now, sir.
Yes, Porter, I know.
Want me to brush you off, sir?
No, I'll get off in the usual way. You can carry the lady's bag.
Yeah,
she'll be right back. She's freshening up over there.
Hey, Peter!
Well, Keith!
Peter, what are you doing on this train?
Oh, just riding along.
Oh, no kidding. What car was your berth?
Well, I couldn't get any birds. Had to sit up all night in the observation car. Not that we didn't like it, though. We both had...
We?
Oh, that's right. I haven't told you, have I? Listen, Keith.
Here I am, darling. Oh, hello, Keith.
Francie, what are you... Wait, I remember I married you last night.
No. She married me.
Oh, sweetheart, precious. Francie, darling.
Hey, wait a minute. Excuse me, Keith. You're kissing my wife.
Oh, that's all right. We're cousins now.
Oh, Keith, stop being so silly. Oh, Peter, darling, I'm so excited. Are we almost in?
Almost. There's the station now.
Yes, and there's your father on the platform.
Yeah, I wired him I'd be on this train.
It's funny the old boy looks so calm. I think he'd be pretty excited, you getting married and everything.
I haven't told him yet.
Oh, you haven't told him?
No.
Then save me 2 good seats on the 50-yard line.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell him. I'll tell him right away. After all, I'm old enough to know what I'm doing. It isn't as if I just ran off and got married or anything like that. I thought this thing out very carefully, and if he has anything to say to...
Oh, sir.
Oh, Peter, maybe I'd better go someplace and wait until you've had a chance to straighten things out.
Yeah, swell idea. She can come to my place.
No. Or go someplace. No, I...
Oh, but look, Peter, you can tell them how wonderful I am. You know, build me up, and then I can come over later.
Well, no, I don't like that.
Oh, you don't think I should?
Peter!
Darling, who is that girl?
Her? That's Helen. We're engaged.
Engaged?
It's nothing permanent, though.
Oh. Well, I hope she doesn't believe in long engagements. Come on, Keith. See you later, darling.
Peter! Oh, Peter, I've missed you. I'm so glad you're back.
Well, so am I, Helen. I think...
Hi, Uncle Peter. Hiya, Helen.
Look, Dad,
no need to say it, son. I can see for myself.
But, Dad...
I know, I told you to bring Keith home, but I didn't think he'd bring that blonde home with him.
Well, now, that's a long story, you see.
Oh, isn't that the girl you phoned your father about?
Well, yes, that's the girl, but that was before I... she's a very nice girl.
Peter, the subject doesn't bear discussion now. You may use the car and take Helen home. I'll see you when I return from the university.
But wait, Dad, now this is important.
It's all right, Peter. I know it wasn't your fault. It's simply that Keith is allergic to blondes. He breaks out in a rash every time he gets near one.
Oh, I don't know. I think I can trust him. I hope. Hello? Hello, Francie, is that you?
Oh, Peter, darling, I'm so glad you called.
What's Keith doing?
Oh, Keith's gone out. He said he had to do some... No, wait a minute. Here he is now. Why, Keith. Oh, you're wonderful.
Hey.
How thoughtful can you be? Oh,
hey,
beautiful.
Look, say, Keith, what's going on,
darling,
there?
Oh, Peter, darling, Keith just brought us a wedding cake, and it's beautiful.
Oh. Well, don't cut it until I get over there, will you?
Oh, please hurry, darling. I miss you so much. Kisses. Can you hear them?
Yeah, do it some more.
Peter?
Oh, Dad.
Go ahead. Finish your...
What sort of conversation is that?
Wrong number.
Peter, there's something I must discuss with you, Peter. Our usual spring difficulties between the male and female students are starting a little early this year. Too much fraternizing in the locker room. With the spring prom being held tonight...
Dad, I want to explain to you about that girl.
Oh, don't bother. I'll take care of Keith.
No, but you don't understand.
The subject is closed.
The subject is not closed. It can't be closed.
I insist that you respect my wishes.
I'll respect your wishes whenever it's possible, but right now you've
Peter,
got to...
Dad.
Oh, Mother.
Your voices are so loud.
Well, I refuse to be treated like an infant.
Don't shout. Shouting is the defense of a limited mind.
Oh, my heart.
Oh, Mother.
Now, see what you've done. You know your mother can't stand excitement.
No, I'm all right, I think.
Nonsense, my dear. I'll carry you to your room. Hold tightly now.
Oh, Mother, I'm sorry.
Quiet! Don't you think you've done enough damage already?
He hung up on me, Keith. He just hung right up. I think I heard his father's voice.
Do you think he heard yours, that, you were dishing out?
Oh, Keith, when do you think you'll be able to tell them?
Who knows? Might take days, might take weeks.
Oh.
Man, people are seeing you around. They'll start asking questions. After all, this is just a little college town.
Hey, I've got it.
Got what?
It's a college town, so you'll go to college, and I know just the course. Botany 1A.
Why, that's Peter's class.
Uh-huh. We'll pass you off as a graduate student. And remember, my child, this will be your first day in school, so I want you to be a good little girl.
Yes, Mama. I'll be home just as soon as Papa learns me all about the flowers.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Have you ever stopped to think how many different kinds of face creams you've bought in your lifetime? And have you ever stopped to think how many, many times you were disappointed? How you failed to see any real improvement in your skin? How you waited and waited for results that let you down? Well, I promise you a new kind of experience with Lady Esther Face Cream. I don't ask you to wait a long time. I don't ask you to wait 30 days or even 30 minutes. I show you results in 30 seconds. Yes, in less time than it takes to tell about it, you'll not only see an amazing difference in your skin, you'll feel the difference. And I don't just say it. I prove it. I prove it with my 30-second patch test. To make this interesting test, just smooth Lady Esther face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that cheek with the other. See the radiant difference. Feel the difference with your fingertips. This 30-second patch test will show you how thoroughly Lady Esther Face Cream cleans your skin, how it softens your skin, how it helps nature refine the pores, and how it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. All I ask is that you let the patch test prove all this. Prove it on your own skin. And in just one application of Lady Esther Face Cream.